Chapter 3. A joke's a very serious thing. Charles Churchill. Hamish did not have to use his skis. The snowplows had been out in force. He found himself hoping desperately, as he drove slowly along narrow roads banked by snowdrifts, that it really was another of old Mr. Trent's practical jokes. He was met at the door of Arid House by Enrico, who inclined his head in the best English butler manner, and asked if the constable would like to view the body.
"Good heavens, man, that's what I'm here for," said Hamish testily,
and then felt himself begin to relax. It was surely all a joke. He still thought it was a joke when he was led down to the games room. Mr. Trent was neatly laid out on the billiards table, with tall candles burning on either side of his head. His hands, holding a crucifix, were folded on his breast. Maria, Enrico's wife, was kneeling on the floor, a rosary slipping between her fingers, mumbling prayers. Hamish approached the body gingerly, quite prepared for Mr. Trent to leap up cackling with laughter. But that face was so very dead. Hamish bent down and listened to Mr. Trent's chest. Then he rose slowly, his face a picture of outrage.
"He is dead?"
"Yes," said Enrico. "Of course he is dead. Brutal murder.
Who was he killed?"
"He was stabbed with a knife. Here."
Enrico pointed to the dead man's chest. Hamish looked down at the pristine white of the shirt front.
"Where was he murdered?"
"Upstairs, in the wardrobe, in Miss Gold's bedroom."
"Good God, man! You moved the body!"
"It was only fitting. And you changed his clothes?"